Bond Measure I. Shoreline Unified School District. To repair and modernize outdated classrooms and buildings, replace aging portables, upgrade infrastructure, construct new educational facilities, and improve access to technology, shall Shoreline Unified School District issue $19.5 million in bonds at legal interest rates with projected tax rates of 3.9 cents per $100 of taxable value, while bonds are outstanding, generating on average approximately $1.45 million annually for issued bonds, and requiring citizens' oversight, annual audits, and all funds spent to benefit Shoreline students and schools. Bonds, yes. Bonds, no. County Council's impartial analysis of Bond Measure I. Shoreline Unified School District authorization for issuance of bonds. If this measure is approved by a 55% vote, the Shoreline Unified School District will be authorized to issue and sell bonds in the amount of $19.5 million at legal interest rates. The measure states that the funds produced by the bond issuance must be used to upgrade, replace, and install infrastructure, repair and modernize outdated classrooms and facilities at all district schools, build new educational facilities, and improve technology. Bond proceeds will not be used for teacher and administrator salaries. In order to pay for the bonds, the projected tax rates will be 3.9 cents per $100 of taxable value, $39 per $100,000 of assessed value, while the bonds are outstanding. If all of the bonds are sold, the total debt service, including the principal and interest, will be $37,700,000. The tax will raise approximately $1.45 million annually. If the bond issuance is authorized, the tax will commence in fiscal year 2019-20, and the final fiscal year in which it is anticipated that the tax will be collected is 2044-45. The measure requires a performance audit to ensure that funds are only expended on the measure's projects, requires annual independent financial audits, and requires the establishment and appointment of an independent Citizens Oversight Committee. Signed by Brian Washington, Marin County Council. Tax Rate Statement for Bond Measure I, Shoreline Unified School District General Obligation Bonds. An election will be held in the Shoreline Unified School District, the District, on November 6, 2018, to authorize the sale of up to $19.5 million in bonds of the district to finance school facilities as described in the measure. If such bonds are authorized and sold, principal and interest on the bonds will be payable only from the proceeds of ad valorem tax levies made upon the taxable property in the district. The following information is provided in compliance with sections 9400 to 9404 of the Elections Code of the State of California. Such information is based upon the best estimates and projections presently available from official sources upon experience within the district and other demonstrable factors. Based upon the foregoing and projections of the district's assessed valuation, the following information is provided. 1. The best estimate of the average annual tax rate which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue over the entire duration of the bond debt service based on a projection of assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement is $0.039 per $100 of assessed valuation or $39 per $100,000 of assessed value. The final fiscal year in which it is anticipated that the tax will be collected is 2044-45. The best estimate of the highest tax rate which would be required to be levied to fund this bond issue based on a projection of assessed valuations available at the time of filing of this statement is $0.039 per $100 of assessed valuation or $39 per $100,000 of assessed value. It is estimated that such rate would be levied starting in fiscal year 2019-20 and following. The best estimate of the total debt service, including the principal and interest that would be required to be repaid if all the bonds are issued and sold, is approximately $37,700,000. Voters should note the estimated tax rate is based on the assessed value, not market value, of taxable property on the official tax rolls of the applicable county. In addition, taxpayers eligible for a property tax exemption, such as the homeowner's exemption, will be taxed at a lower effective tax rate than described above. Property owners should consult their own property tax bills and tax advisors to determine their property's assessed value and any applicable tax exemptions. The attention of all voters is directed to the fact that the foregoing information is based upon projections and estimates only, which amounts are not maximum amounts or durations and are not binding upon the district. The actual debt service, tax rates, and the years in which they will apply may vary from those used to provide the estimates set forth above due to factors such as variations in the timing of bond sales, the par amount of bonds sold, and market interest rates available at the time of each sale, actual assessed valuations over the term of the bonds, and other factors. The date and amount of bonds sold at any given time will be determined by the district based on the need for project funds and other considerations. The actual interest rate at which the bonds will be sold will depend on conditions in the bond market at the time of sale. Actual future assessed valuations will depend upon the amount and value of taxable property within the district as determined by the county assessors in the annual assessment and the equalization process. Signed by Bob Raines, Superintendent, Shoreline Unified School District. Argument in favor of Bond Measure I. At Shoreline Unified School District, we are proud of the education we provide and the values we instill in our students. And we are proud of all the communities we serve up and down our beautiful part of the California coast. However, as everyone knows, the weather here is punishing, and our homes and school buildings bear the brunt. Hence, our schools need significant repairs and upgrades. Vote yes on Measure I. Just as the district and the Shoreline community have done together for decades, thank you all for supporting our schools. We continue to work hard to understand our current needs, anticipate necessary repairs, and identify improvements to further enhance the excellent education we provide our students. As we seek to maximize all potential dollars with state matching funds, grants, and other sources, we also need a new local investment to meet many of our facilities' needs, such as fixing leaky roofs and replacing old windows. So, after gaining considerable input from the community and allowing it to shape our priorities and our overall plans, the board has decided to place Measure I on the ballot. Vote yes on Measure I to repair and modernize outdated classrooms and facilities, upgrade, replace, and install infrastructure, replace older portables, build new classrooms and facilities, improve technology, connectivity, and access. Shoreline Unified School District is committed to doing this the right way, and taxpayer safeguards are in place. Measure I requires an independent citizens oversight committee, no money for administrators' salaries, no costly capital appreciation bonds, CABs, annual audits and public reports of bond expenditures, all funds spent locally on Shoreline classrooms and facilities. Measure I makes sense. Measure I will repair and improve our classrooms and facilities for all of our students. Vote yes on Measure I. Signed, Donald F. Armstrong, community member, homeowner. James G. Leno, Shoreline Unified School District trustee. Jill Manning Sartori, Shoreline Unified School District trustee. Clarette McDonald, Shoreline Unified School District trustee. Dennis J. Rodoni, Marin County Supervisor. Argument against Bond Measure I. No argument against Bond Measure I was filed. Full text of Bond Measure I. This measure may be known as the Shoreline Unified School District School Classroom and Facility Repair Modernization and Improvement Measure, or Measure I. Bond Authorization. By approval of this measure by at least 55% of the registered voters voting on the measure, the Shoreline Unified School District will be authorized to issue and sell bonds of up to $19.5 million in aggregate principal amount at interest rates not to exceed legal limits and to provide financing for the specific types of school facilities projects listed in the bond project list described below, subject to all the accountability requirements specified below. Accountability requirements. The provisions in this section are specifically included in this measure in order that the voters and taxpayers in the district may be assured that their money will be spent wisely. Expenditures to address specific facilities needs of the district will be in compliance with the requirements of Article 13A, Section 1B3 of the State Constitution and the Strict Accountability in Local School Construction Bonds Act of 2000, codified at Education Code Sections 15264 and following. Evaluation of needs. The school board has identified detailed facilities needs of the district and has determined which projects to finance from a local bond. The school board hereby certifies that it has evaluated safety, class size reduction, enrollment growth, and information technology needs in developing the bond project list shown below. Independent Citizens Oversight Committee. Following approval of this measure, the Board of Trustees will establish an Independent Citizens Oversight Committee under Education Code Sections 15278 and following to ensure bond proceeds are expended only on the types of school facilities projects listed below. The committee will be established within 60 days of the date when the results of the election appear in the minutes of the school board. Performance audits. The school board will conduct annual independent performance audits to ensure that the bond proceeds have been expended only on the school facilities projects listed below. Financial audits. The school board will conduct annual independent financial audits of the bond proceeds until all of those proceeds have been spent for the school facilities projects listed below. Government Code Accountability Requirements. As required by Section 53410 of the Government Code, 1. The specific purpose of the bonds is set forth in this full text of the measure. 2. The proceeds from the sale of the bonds will be used only for the purposes specified in this measure and not for any other purpose. 3. The proceeds of the bonds, when and if issued, will be deposited into a building fund to be held by the Marin County Treasurer as required by the California Education Code. And 4. The superintendent of the district shall cause an annual report to be filed with the Board of Trustees of the district not later than January 1st of each year, which report shall contain pertinent information regarding the amount of funds collected and expended, as well as the status of the projects listed in this measure as required by Sections 53410 and 53411 of the Government Code. Additional covenants of the district. No capital appreciation bonds. The district board has covenanted that it will not issue any bonds pursuant to this measure as capital appreciation bonds. Limit on repayment ratio. The district board has covenanted that it will not issue any bonds pursuant to this measure that results in a repayment ratio of total debt service to principal amount issued of more than 2.5 to 1, also expressed as no more than $2.50 for each dollar of bonds issued. No teacher or administrator salaries. Proceeds from the sale of bonds authorized by this measure shall be used only for the purposes specified in Article 13A, Section 1B3, those being for the construction, reconstruction, rehabilitation, or replacement of school facilities, including the furnishing and equipping of school facilities and the acquisition or lease of school facilities, and not for any other purpose, including teacher and administrator salaries and other school operating expenses. State matching funds. The following statement is included in this measure pursuant to Education Code Section 15122.5. Approval of this measure does not guarantee that the proposed project or projects that are the subject of bonds under this measure will be funded beyond the local revenues generated by this measure. The district's proposal for the project or projects described below may assume that receipt of matching state funds, which, if available, could be subject to appropriation by the legislature or approval of a statewide bond measure. Information about estimates and projections included in ballot. Any estimates or projections in the bond measure or ballot materials, such as relating to estimated tax rates, the duration of issued bonds, and related tax levies and collections, are provided as informational only. Such amounts are estimates and are not maximum amounts or limitations on the terms of the bonds, the tax rate, or duration of the tax supporting repayment of issued bonds. Such estimates depend on numerous variables, which are subject to variation and change over the term of the district's overall facilities and bond financing plan, including but not limited to the amount of bonds issued and outstanding at any one time, the interest rates applicable to issued bonds, market conditions at the time of sale of the bonds, when bonds mature, timing of project needs, and changes in assessed valuations in the district. As such, while such estimates and approximations are provided based on information currently available to the district and its current expectations, such estimates and approximations are not limitations and are not binding upon the district. Bond project list. Scope of projects. Bond proceeds will be expended on the construction, reconstruction, rehabilitation, or replacement of school facilities, including the furnishing and equipping of school facilities, or the acquisition or lease of real property for school facilities of the Shoreline Unified School District, including the furnishing and equipping of such school facilities. The scope of projects includes repair and modernize outdated classrooms and facilities at all district schools. Upgrade, replace, and install infrastructure as needed at all campuses. Replace older portables with new classrooms. Build new classrooms and facilities. Improve technology, connectivity, and access. This measure authorizes bond projects to be undertaken at all district school sites and other support sites. School facility project list. The items presented on the following list are the types of projects to be financed with voter-approved bond proceeds. Specific examples included on this list are not intended to limit the generality of the broader types of projects described and authorized by this measure. The types of projects authorized are repair and/or replace deteriorating and leaky roofs and windows, repair and upgrade outdated and inadequate plumbing and electrical systems, repair, replace, or upgrade outdated and inadequate heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Acquire, install, and/or upgrade campus security systems, including smoke detectors, fire alarms, sprinkler systems, school communication systems, fencing, and lighting. Modernize, renovate, construct, and/or expand aging and outdated classrooms, libraries, computer science and STEAM labs, and other school facilities to meet 21st century educational standards, including providing updated furnishings and other equipment to facilitate a modern learning environment and support student achievement in math, science, engineering, technology, and skilled trades. Replace deteriorating and aging portable classrooms. Make health and safety improvements, such as installing necessary seismic reinforcements, reconfiguring campuses to better separate playgrounds from parking spaces, and replacing aging building materials, including removal of hazardous materials, including asbestos, identified either prior to or during construction. Improve student access to computers and modern technology, including providing necessary infrastructure, hardware, and other modern instructional equipment. Modernize, renovate, and construct restrooms, kitchens, and cafeterias and other district support facilities, such as offices, meeting and wellness and family centers, and multipurpose rooms. Make energy efficiency upgrades and improvements, such as windows, doors, lighting and lighting control systems, roofing, insulation, and floor coverings. Upgrade and/or replace necessary infrastructure, such as sewer, water, electrical, and utility systems. Upgrade, repair, and/or expand school site parking, roadways, and other grounds, including constructing and/or installing exterior lighting and signage, pathways, walkways, ADA access ramps, shade structures, benches and other outdoor seating areas, and installing landscaping and drainage. Repair, upgrade, renovate, improve, and equip school playgrounds, sports fields, courts such as tennis and basketball, tracks, gymnasiums and physical education and athletic facilities, including constructing and acquiring all related improvements and facilities, such as locker rooms and seating. Make federal and state mandated Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, safety upgrades, including playground equipment replacement. Ensure and upgrade federal and state mandated Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, accessibility to schools, including upgrades to site access, parking, staff, and student restrooms, relocation of certain existing electrical devices, drinking fountains, playground equipment, and other necessary improvements. Acquire land, rights of ways, or other interests in real property, including the leasing of real property to provide adequate school and related facilities to serve school sites. If funds from non-bond sources become available and are applied to any of the following projects, then such projects may also be funded in part with bond funds as needed. Construct and upgrade agricultural career technology education, CTE, facilities, commonly referred to as the farm. Make other improvements to classrooms and facilities throughout the district. Each of the bond projects described in this bond project list includes the costs of furnishing and equipping such facilities and all costs which are incidental but directly related to the types of projects described above. Examples of incidental costs include, but are not limited to, costs of design, engineering, architect and other professional services, facilities assessments, inspections, site preparation, utilities, landscaping, construction management and other planning and permitting, legal accounting and similar costs, independent annual financial and performance audits, a customary construction contingency, demolition and disposal of existing structures, the costs of interim housing and storage during construction, including relocation and construction costs incurred relating to interim facilities, rental or construction of storage facilities and other space on an interim basis for materials and other equipment and furnishings displaced during construction, costs of relocating facilities and equipment as needed in connection with the projects, interim classrooms and facilities for students, administrators, and school functions, including modular facilities, federal and state mandated safety upgrades, addressing unforeseen conditions revealed by construction modernization, and other necessary improvements required to comply with existing building codes, including the Field Act, access requirements of the Americans with Disabilities Act, costs of the election, bond issuance costs, and project construction oversight and administration during the duration of such projects, including by district personnel as permitted by law. The scope and nature of any of the specific projects described above may be altered by the district as required by unforeseen conditions that may arise during the course of design and construction. In the event that a modernization or renovation project is more economical for the district to be undertaken as new construction, this bond measure authorizes land acquisition, relocation, expansion, and construction and/or reconstruction, and all costs relating thereto, for said reason or, alternatively, based on other considerations deemed in the best interest of the district by the governing board. In addition, this measure authorizes the acquisition of real property, including necessary rights of ways or other real property interests required to accomplish projects set forth above, to expand district facilities, to provide facilities access, or to provide additional school or related facilities, which acquisition includes sites that may not be adjacent to existing sites. In addition, authorized projects include reimbursements for project costs previously paid by the district, and paying and/or prepaying interim or previously obtained financing for the types of projects included on the project list, such as bond anticipation notes and other lease financings relating to projects and/or equipment previously financed. The order in which school facilities projects are listed in the foregoing bond project list does not suggest an order of priority. Determination of bond project prioritization is vested in the governing board. In determining project funding priorities pursuant to this bond measure, the board is committed to taking into consideration factors such as non-bond funding sources which have previously been received or may be received for said projects, and in such instance, using bond funds as a secondary source of funding when needed. Furthermore, the district declares its intention to continue to pursue state facilities funding sources whenever possible, including state matching grant funds for eligible projects. The Governing Board's prioritization funding projects as of the date of placing this measure on the ballot can be obtained from the district's website or by request to the Office of the Superintendent. The district is unable to anticipate all unforeseen circumstances which may prevent some of the projects listed on the above school facility project list from being undertaken or completed from local funds generated by this bond measure, or which may require modification to current priorities.